Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And you know, I'm trying to hear from y'all. I want you to give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, I'm trying to hear from y'all. Like, really. You know, I'd rather feel lonely sometimes. Brown sugar done deserted me tonight, so I got to hear from somebody. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Also, I encourage everyone to questions, comments, concerns. Email the brother smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email address is smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. You can jump into the chat room. While we're live on the air, the chat room on Blog Talk is open. So if you have anything you want to add for the show, whatnot, I'm taking soliciting all kinds of online advice this evening. If you're a social media person, you have Facebook. If you jump and ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny mustache, very, very shiny mustache, I may add, we will add you. Once again, myself or my big brother, Mr. J, will add you if you want to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Shout out to the new members. Past few weeks, I've got like, I think we got like 6 or 7 new members. I want to give a shout out to them. You know, y'all come in, I feel your energy. It's all good. Thank you for your support and for trying to holler at us. In the meantime, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, just say, hey, can we holler? And, you know, add me, whatever, we can talk. Because I'm always open for political or any discourse, for that matter. I'm a conversational type guy. Is that a word, conversational? I don't know. So, I want to, for my fans statewide, I appreciate you. And But I also want to give a shout out to the people out of the States who show me love. China, Canada, UK, and Germany. I see y'all. I see y'all popping up in the statistics. Like, either you're spying on me, which I don't know why. I mean, it's not like I haven't told everybody that I have smooth balls. Now I don't know if that's like an international crime or whatnot. But if it is, hey, smooth balls, I got them. I got smooth balls. Anyway, special shout out to the people listening, China, Canada, UK, and Germany. And, of course, my people statewide. I appreciate all your support. Speaking of support, though, your boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine. I mean, it's obvious. People are coming out on it. This dude, snitch. He tell there. I mean, he just dropping names. Cardi B, Jim Jones. And, you know, he snitching on the gang. He's like, look, who I got to snitch on? So I ain't got to expose my butthole to jail. mean, because we kind of know that's how it goes, right? You go to jail, and you know he light skinned. They like, oh yeah, you're gonna be my light skinned girlfriend. You got the long hair too. They like, we're gonna pull your plaits and everything. It's a disgusting image, but it's there, right? But what I want to talk about actually with this, it's not even about him snitching. I'm like, the implications of them increasingly using lyrics, whether true or not, to charge and even put people behind bars. So yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine, they're like, yeah, he watched him call him. He's doing all this snitching. He's telling on rappers, whatnot. He's just dropping names. But let's look. We know about, and I mean, I reported on the show a couple years ago, Bobby Shmurda. He had his song, Hot N-Word. And on the song, I've been selling crack since like the fifth grade. He was arrested and accused of leading a gang linked to several shootings and one murder. And then later, police said that the Shmurda's songs and videos were almost like a real life document of his alleged crime. And in September 2016, he accepted a deal to plead guilty and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Bam. More recently, YNW Melly. He had a song, Murder on My Mind. He's facing a potential death sentence on charges of first-degree murder. Drakio the Ruler, he was acquitted of murder charges, but not before prosecutors showed jurors his video and his lyrics for his song, Chunky Monkey. I'm like, when I think of Chunky Monkey, I'm definitely not thinking about murder. Unless we talking about Can I Kill It? That's the old Compton's Most Wanted song. But that's a whole sexual thing. But maybe I just know all the sexual songs. I don't know. I think of Chunky Monkey. I definitely ain't thinking about murder. But that's just me. All right. Then TK. He got his song was used as evidence in his murder and his sentencing for murder. So I'm saying, so remember back in the days when NWA came out with Fuck the Police, they was getting arrested. You can't say that. And then 2 Live Crew had obscenity charges. And remember Tupac when he first came out, when Tupac was still like Black Panther. The guy was talking about he had been influenced by listening to Pac songs. So yeah, you gotta understand, this is what's happening out here. So folks are looking at, oh yeah, Tekashi, he's snitching. He's he's out here. All right. Well, sorry about that. Apparently, talking about Tekashi 619 will get you kicked off the air, or rather, talking about how it's not necessarily about him snitching. I mean, because last time I checked, people snitch every day. I mean, snitching, that's nothing. I mean, I almost expect people to snitch, because that's how they get stuff done. Confidential informants. I mean, I ain't saying I'm deep up in the game or understand it in any way, shape, or fashion, but I do know that people snitch, and that's how the police catch people. Because they get somebody to turn over and snitch. And so this is what we're talking. And this dude is just another in a long line of dudes that lie about how hard they are. And then when it's time to say I'm hard, or rather prove that you're hard, this happens. Which is basically him, who I got to tell on. How I need to tell them. The dangerous part is the fact that it's not necessarily evidence. It's actually just, it's a song. So, I mean, MF Doom had the song Rap Snitches, telling all their business, where he's talking about rappers who are getting themselves indicted via their songs that they're trying to keep it real on record. But how does that reality work out? I mean, I just highlighted how Bobby Shmurda, TK, and a bunch of rappers getting tossed in jail because of your lyrics. Now, the implications of that is crazy, because basically what they're saying is, if you as a rapper, say something that we think is controversial, hey, we're going to use that as evidence to lock you up. Now, it's funny, because we know most of these black rappers, right? Not that I'm talking about race, because apparently there are some people who listen and say, you're always talking about black and white people. I'm just going to say this. There's what we call the narrative out here. There are these rappers who are, you know, mostly dudes who grew up in the suburbs, whatnot. They're not hard talking about all this murder, all this work that they putting in, but we know they are not putting in that work, because anybody who's putting in that work ain't sitting up here talking about, yeah, I'm putting in work, I killed this dude on 39th Street and then I went and smoked a fat beat. Nobody's doing that, right? Apparently they are, if they're dumb enough to be about that. But we've had real murders. Like, we had a bunch, and it's from the same guy, right? It's older white male or it's younger white males. They're all white males, and they have murdered multiple people. Not because they had a coordinated plan or coordinated attack or anything like that towards specific groups of people. No, it's just because they were just lone, crazy people. That's what they tell us. Even though, it's almost like every week, every 2 weeks, if they're not catching somebody before they start shooting up a whole bunch of innocent people, we have to actually go through the trauma of, oh, it's another one. You know, so you're at a point where, all right, I can't even go outside. I go to the store. Is this going to be the time that one of these dudes just decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to let off on everybody that I see that don't look white, which is basically what's been happening. Not that I'm talking about race or anything like that, but I'm just saying. And we're talking about rappers with hypothetical lyrics. They not real. They ain't shooting, killing nobody. They ain't none of these dudes walked up into the Garlic Festival and just start shooting folks. Like, you know what? Kill it all, y'all. I don't know none of y'all, but I'm going to kill you. That ain't what none of these rappers is doing. They just talking about it because it sound cool. And a bunch of people are dumb enough to think that that shit is cool. And so we going to ride with that. That's what we talking about. I'm just saying. But you know what? I'm going to go on break because it's about that time. This is a Goody Mob Cell Therapy.
Run your hands over the scanners of my dish now. No more fishing.
together you've got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Goody Mob, Cell Therapy. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I was talking about lyrics that can get you in trouble. Now, it's not only Tekashi 6, not, well, he ain't actually in trouble because he's already snitched and he's getting everybody else in trouble, right? Let's talk about Antonio Brown. I mean, I don't need to go any further with him, but obviously I am. When we talk about the dumbass, you know, we always talk about the dumbass of the week, but I don't even have to go into anybody. I'm going to say Antonio Brown. Then I'm going to play the run. Alright. Antonio Brown. He's the dumbass of the week, the month, the year. This brother cost himself $30 million. And we're talking about in the span of 3 weeks, keeping it real dumb. I mean, he's beyond keeping it real dumb. So when he, quote unquote, as some people suggest, orchestrated getting himself released from the Raiders, all he had to do was wait, just wait a few more days. He could have got $21 million guaranteed. So because he was acting so stupid, because there's no other word for it, he was acting so stupid, the Raiders was like, yeah, we just going to void your contract, homie. We ain't going to give you your guarantee. We out. Deuces. Carry your ass. And yeah, he was like, all right, cool. So a few hours later, he signs with the Patriots, right? And is tweeting, I'm sitting on the boatload of money, da 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 da, Super Bowl champs. He's all excited. He's doing all that. Then, of course, it comes out. Yeah, I watch videos while he comes on my back. First one, right? Sounds crazy. It's like there was like some hope, like, you know, it's a consensual relationship gone bad. It was that thing. It just sounded like that was consensual. And it was some super freaky stuff that they're doing where he just comes on their back all the time. It just seemed that way. Then the other lady comes out. I just want to tell y'all about him, but I ain't suing him for money. I don't want no money. And she talks about how she's trying to paint a picture for him. And he comes on her back. Wow, how you like me now? Yeah, so this dude, instead of like, hey, this is the time to shut up and not say nothing, just let it ride itself out, right? Nah, homie sends out a text, a group text, not just to her, but include her kids in the group text. Include her kids in the group text. Threatening her. Talking crazy. And so they're like, nah, that's it, homie. We got to kind of have to cut you, right? Because it's too much. It's too much. Is you threatening people, and it's on social media. So being that you're incredibly popular and incredibly hot in the streets, in the news, whatnot, everybody's looking at it. So it's obviously not a good look. So they're like, we can't be associated with this. Because you bad for business, bruh. And so they cut him. And they cut him on Friday. When was his guaranteed money supposed to come through? Today. So all he had to do was wait till Monday. Get your money. Make sure that direct deposit come through, or you get your check, or however you get your money. You deposit it in the bank, right? The $9 million that he was guaranteed. Just deposit it in the bank. That's all you had to do. Then do the group chat. Then do the group chat. Couldn't even wait. MC Stupido.
Die, which way did he go, George? I'm going to send evidence that's going to make me look really stupid. I'm Antonio Brown, and I get at these bitches. I let them know that they can't fuck with me.
That's pretty much what we talking about here, right?
Just
some super, super stupid, retarded, even though we're not supposed to use the word retarded stuff. Antonio Brown. Now he has the NFLPA talking about, I'm trying to get my money, and he goes at the owner, and it's like, let me say this. Why do you think that you can go at the powers that be and think you're going to win? That would be Antonio Brown. Just stupid. Yep. So that's what happened with that dude. So shout out to Antonio Brown. You are not a smart individual. I have no other words for him. But I will talk about something that I do have words with. So there was a Haitian senator. There apparently was a group of protesters outside of the parliament yesterday. And one of the senators was like, he walked out, he just started shooting. And he shot a reporter in the face. Senator Jean-Marie Ralph Fethier. Because it's French, right? Fethier. So, yeah, this dude, he calls in. He just starts shooting into the crowd. Huh. And speaking of calls, apparently I have quite a few callers. So, callers, be patient. Hello. All right. You have a severe echo. Can I get you to call back? And hopefully it'll be better.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll call back. All right, so I'm going to go to another caller. Caller, okay. So apparently, I'm calling myself and echoing. I don't know what that is. I'm scared. Okay, here we go. Caller,
caller.
Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry, caller. Maybe you want to jump in the chat room and ask your question. You can go to the live chat room on Blog Talk, or you can go to the Smooth Drama chat room on the site, smoothdrama.com. If you want to ask a question there, either way, they're both options that are open, and I will take the question. Sorry about the technical difficulties there. Now I'm getting a question, and whoever that is, whatever you're talking about, yeah, no. Anyway, back to the show. All right, so Haitian senator shooting that journalist. And, you know, I thought, man, that's crazy, right? It's, you know, they're in Haiti. They're like, you know what? You talk that stuff, I'm going to shoot you. So he just shot to the crowd like, yeah, everybody back up. He said he was fearful for his life. Whatnot, and so he came out strapped. So let that be a lesson to y'all. Like y'all protesters need to understand that, you know, when these senators here in the United States be talking about gun control, whatnot, and how they not for it, that's because they are strapped too. Now I'm gonna guess that if you try to run up on any of these senators, aside from their bodyguards probably putting you into that inflexible position, you probably get shot. As a matter of fact, and this is the funny part, there's a United States invoked a state secrets privilege to block an American journalist challenge to an alleged spot on the drone kill list. Yeah. If you didn't know, there is a drone kill list. So, and this comes from a judge today who dismissed an American journalist lawsuit challenging his alleged placement on a kill list by U.S. authorities in Syria after the Trump administration invoked the trade secrets privilege to withhold sensitive national security information. So, basically, this guy, Bilal Abdul Karim, who's a freelance journalist who grew up in New York, he tried to seek answers in a civil case from the government and try to clear his name after he claimed were five near misses by U.S. airstrikes in Syria. So what's happening is this, and I'm being this is me faking Sherlock Holmes. I'm being smooth Holmes. So this guy is over there investigating in Syria. He probably found out some things that were damaging to the government. So they like, we're going to put this fool on the drone kill list. Apparently there is one. So for all y'all, these tough people out here talking that foolishness, oh yeah, government ain't going to do nothing to me, can't do nothing to me, I put a cap in anybody, it's a drone. And they're dropping like whole bombs. So don't forget, in Philadelphia, they bombed MOVE, right? That's in the United States. Not like they have not ever bombed places in the United States. It's happened. And MOVE was about 30 years ago. So it wasn't like it was something that happened in 1912. Nah, that was during our lifetimes here. So there's a precedent for that. And so apparently they can invoke the state secrets privilege. And so you can't find out whether or not you're on the kill list, which makes sense, but it still be a little disconcerting, right? If you kind of suspected that you're on it, because everywhere you go, there are drone strikes that blows up and kills innocent men, women, and children pretty much everywhere you go. Because he has 5 such attacks, he says. And he's trying to clear his name so they won't blow his ass up. Now, to me, that's pressure. See, we talk about gangster being hard all the time. But guess what? Are these dudes really gangster? You know, I started off talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? Tekashi 6ix9ine, whatever the fuck his name is. He snitching. Everybody, oh, he's soft, da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, he was going to go to jail. He, you know, he light-skinned. He know. He light-skinned with long hair. He know what was going to happen. He's like, nah. This dude got drone strikes. I don't think y'all appreciate the seriousness of that situation when folks are going to blow up a whole area that you're in with the drone. Crazy. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Crazy. And whatever it is he has, they feel so strongly about it that we're going to kill you. We're going to have we're going to invoke the right to kill you. There's nothing you can do about it but just try to hide and not die while you're trying to prove your innocence. And a judge just dismissed it today. So he had a lawsuit. Like, hey, I need to get y'all to get me off of this thing. Am I on the list? They're like, well, we ain't going to tell you. Just go get some coffee. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're like, no, we ain't going to tell you. Just go get some coffee. We know you're going to get hungry. Go to Starbucks. KFC's waiting on you. It's not like they care. We'll blow up any place. That's the drone strike them. We're going to just drop the bomb. So, yeah, that's the dude that's gangster right there because he got that serious work coming his way. Huh. On that note, I probably should go on break again. This is HISD. Come out and play.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Let them hear this. rock, lock the block, it's loud enough. The people on the street, nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit for the megaphone, glide over CD-ROM. Standing on top of savvy Shukan, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18s in the back, groundbreaking the track that kick like hacky sack. Tools with juice through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right player. Murder some slow friends, the light bright player. Using my bounce, we hit the corner fast feet. I can see my dogs like Winky Dink. Shuffle they feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peek of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day,
come out and play.
All my people say, turn the volume up, till it's loud enough. Turn the volume up, till it's loud enough. Come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Riding for a long time, got a lot inside my mind. The mind is on the mind, but the mind stay on the grind. Speaking grind, speaking speak. Get this last week to week. The trees beat clouds falling. Wind blowing big hawk, big poke, big moat. Dropping fast, moving slow. Slow it down, volume down. Hello, hood, look around. See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. I am deep, music, magic as an urban. Worthy to assist, man, Sam, hit the pretty fast. Damn, I'm gonna hit the fucking dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Never phone rhymes till they got a prep. Out of plot, out of plan, out of land, out of damn. Hood is looking native to the south side of African. Take it back to rebel tracks. Come on, play this song for that. I used to get to the state the weekend with your back.
Come
back
out and play.
All my people say, turn the volume up, till it's loud enough, turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough, somehow you play, you ride all day, Damn, Scotty, why you spitting so atrocious? We in that mofo, step around and get us toasted. Popo's laying low when this customer focuses. Grand spit audio, they looking for the doses. It's my third track, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, we're soldiers. They popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, masked up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the street getting pissed. Like, what the cup of piss? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy rallying in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got into Houston? Doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up from the south and they spoken. The district, we won't trust this. The district, load up the buses.
The district, we won't trust this.
Good afternoon, America. This is Bobby McStuggle, and we're live at the scene of the weekend rally. So far, there's been a sequence of events to take place.
Together, you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was H-I-S-D. Come out and play. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I must, once again, apologize profusely for the technical difficulties on the calls. And speaking of which, I don't know if y'all heard about Greta Thunberg, little girl that was talking about climate change and global warming and, you know, pollution and whatnot, and the outrage that they had for her. It's like, this little girl's crazy. I mean, it was grown folks attacking little girl, right? Because they're mad at her because she wants clean air, water, and, like, quality food when she grows up. What the fuck is she thinking, right? Like, the hell? You want to have quality of life. Because this is basically what the argument is against her. You know, she's like, hey, you know, let's keep the earth clean, da da da. You know, folks get mad at people who want things to be right. I mean, you think. She just wants clean air. Clean water. Quality food. Don't mess with the planet because, hey, I gotta live here after you old bastards who are messing it up are gone. That's what she's saying. And they're like, she crazy. Yeah. And it's basically, it's old timers not understanding that young folks is like, hey, we see y'all. We see y'all messing it up. And we ain't trying to have that. Right? We ain't trying to have that. We are just trying to mess it up for y'all. But you're mad at us for messing it up for y'all. I mean, because most rich folks are looking at, if they haven't already established some colonies on the other planet, they just looking to leave. I mean, you see all these super Earths that they're discovering all of a sudden. We've had thousands of years. Folks been looking through the telescope forever. They've been talking about planets forever. We've been talking about these planets that are inhospitable. But for some reason now, all of a sudden, we're finding all kinds of planets with water. All kinds of super Earths with water and atmosphere. And they look like they can support life. I mean, they've known that for a while now. That's why climate change, all that other stuff, they don't care about that because we just gonna leave whoever can't make it or whoever we deem useless on Earth anyway. I'm just saying. That's my theory. And I'm gonna stick to it. In the meantime, we'll be remiss in this subject, in this segment, if we don't talk about Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Oh, so what is that shit that happened again? So, there's a teacher. This teacher was asking the kids to write something funny about slavery. Because, you know, this is a funny subject, right? So there were pictures. It's a New York teacher. There's pictures about slavery. She's like, yeah, write something funny about it. Because slavery is hilarious. Slavery was like one of the funniest moments in American history. It was just a whole laugh-a-thon. It's just funny joke after funny joke just cascading across society. It's like it was one of the brighter, more hysterical times in history, right? Just the golden age of America. You always hear that. We got to get back, make America great again. We got to just make this country back like a great country that our forefathers envisioned it. Which basically means, hey, we got to enslave these Negroes and everybody else and make them work for us so we don't have to do nothing again. Because right now it's not working because we kind of have to share some of the pie and they don't work for us like they used to. And so this teacher, this heifer in New York thought, ha ha ha, make me laugh. Because there's nothing funny like or hilarious like pictures of slaves and slavery times. It just brings a good chuckle to her and makes her feel all warm and gooey inside. People are shocked for some strange reason. I still don't know why. I'm still trying to figure out where's the shot coming from? But hey, I'll let y'all tell me, cause I'm not shocked at all. And speaking of not being shocked, you know, like there was the court said that the media should be able to hear executions, like, because apparently they're protesting inhumane executions, because that's something that's very important to us. I mean, you know, depending on how you feel about the death penalty, they're talking about inhumane death penalties. And so I just asked the question, is there a humane death penalty? Because one, you have people on death row for like 20, 30 years, isolated by themselves. And statistically, what, 10, 20% of them are innocent, statistically speaking. And then, of course, there's the rest of them who do deserve to die, maybe. Kind of, sort of, if you believe in that sort of thing. I'm not talking about the innocent ones. I'm talking about the guilty ones. And then we talk about inhumane execution. Because there's a kinder, gentler execution. I haven't seen it or heard of it yet, but apparently it's out there. It's like the unicorn. One day, we're going to turn the corner. Somebody's going to be in the bushes, and the unicorn's going to come out being ridden by Bigfoot. And they're going to jump into the water where they're going to swim off with the Loch Ness Monster. And it's going to be like a triathlon with the Yeti, the abominable snowman. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Humane expectations for executions. So the media wants to hear that. They ain't fighting about the fact that there may be a kill list, whatnot, but we want to hear execution. It's just crazy. I'm saying crazy a lot. Crazy, stupid, retarded, all that. Speaking of crazy, stupid, retarded, and all that. So, we're just going to keep talking about this because it's quite possibly one of the worst things that has ever happened. Well, I won't say ever happened, but when you hear about it. So, Amber Geiger, you know that heifer, that police officer who, after a long shift of 15 hours, she mistakenly went into her downstairs neighbor's house and killed him while he's eating a bowl of ice cream in his house, saying she was nervous because he was acting erratic. You know, even though for most folks, the thought is, yeah, I'm acting erratic because somebody just broke into my house and they're brandishing the gun and they're shooting at me because allegedly I am in their place, even though they broke into my place. So, apparently, the prosecutors tried to say, oh, she was distracted because she was on the phone with her lover who texted her right before the shooting. And they were talking, whatnot. And that's what, I guess that's one of the things where they say it's like, yeah, she was confused, whatnot. That's one of the things they're arguing. Then the toxicology report comes back, and apparently she was not drunk and she was not high on anything. So it's even worse because she's sober. Now, I read the comments, right? The comments are very, very tame. Even though most folks are like, yeah, she's guilty.
But the comments are tame because there's no outright, oh, this bitch, da 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 da. Like, she gets, yeah, well, she shouldn't have did that. That the comments are very, very tame. Granted, once again, most of them are saying that she's guilty. I mean, we all know she's guilty. She broke into an unarmed man's place, his place, shot and killed him. Never mind the evidence that they're throwing out or not even bringing up. When one of the neighbors said they heard her banging on the door and yelling, "Open up the door." Banging on the door, yelling, "Open up the door," which would mean she didn't walk into the place. She went into the place because apparently they had some kind of relationship, and she was mad about something, and so she shot him and killed him in cold blood. Now, I've already talked about how the police there, nobody can have a day off during this trial. They said this because in anticipation of something happening, because we know what's going to happen. Groundhog Day law suggests that, hey, they're going to say she's not guilty because she's defending herself in what she thought was her place, even though she broke into his place. Get it? That makes sense, right? She's defending her place, and that's what it was. She was incredibly tired after a long day of defending the good people of Dallas. And so this is what happens when you're defending the people. You get a little delusional, and so you break into somebody's place and kill them from time to time. That's what they're going to say. I mean, we know she's going to get off. There's going to be a riot, and some more poor people are going to get killed. That's kind of how it goes. More poor people are going to get killed because of this lie that's being told. On a lesser note, I mean, they deleted their text right after the shooting, her and the lover. So there's no proof of what they talked about, even though we know that they can get those texts, because none of that stuff ever goes away. But that's a subject for another day, because we're going to keep talking about this. In the meantime, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth.
Drama.